Apex calling in.
Okay, just a moment.
The next case on the docket is case number 13833, an application of Batex Energy USA Limited for an order authorizing the drilling, completing, and producing of the Larson 3162-99H well. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case number 13833 on behalf of Batex Energy USA Limited. We'll have three witnesses: Lee Zink, Land, Ben Metz, Geology, and Valdemar Udikoff will be offering engineering.
Mr. Zink, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
I'd just like to place you under oath. Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
I do.
Thank you.
Lee, state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name.
Lee Zink, Z-I-N-K.
And Lee, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Batex Energy USA as the landman.
And in that position, have you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Lee, let's turn to the packet of exhibits. I don't know if there's a exhibit on number on the cover page, but just discuss the cover page for us very briefly.
Yes, cover page is just a location map of kind of northwest North Dakota, and just depicting kind of where our well is there in Divide County.
Okay, and then exhibit A.
Exhibit A is just kind of a zoomed-in map of Section 3 of 162 North, 99 West, and showing our Batex's working interest or ownership around the wellbore.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for the land witness.
Any questions from staff?
Lee, do you have any information on who was noticed about this application and how they were noticed?
Batex owns 100%, or Batex and the partners own 100% of the working interest, and so our partners were notified.
How about mineral owners?
I believe they were notified.
Are you checking on that, Lawrence?
Yeah. Mr. Helms, the commission should be in receipt of an affidavit of service by mail that was dated November 22nd. 2010. Attached to that affidavit is an Exhibit A, which has about 20 names on many appear to be mineral owners.
Okay, thanks. Lost track of it.
Any other questions from staff?
Does that identify where the owners own?
It does not, but I believe it's the yellow portion on Exhibit A. So it'd be the southwest of 2, the southeast of 3, the northeast of 10, and the northwest of 11.
And it's your opinion that those are the only parties that are affected by the application?
Yes.
Mr. Zink, can you confirm what Mr. Bender just said about
I'm not here.
He said that the owners are located on Exhibit A in the yellow square. Is that your?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So, Lawrence, it's presumed that all the mineral owners in that square were notified.
All mineral owners and all working interest owners, except, of course, Batex, which being through application.
Any other questions for staff for this witness? Mr. Metz next?
Yes.
Mr. Metz, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Ben, would you state your full name for the record and spell your last name?
William Benjamin Metz, M-E-T-Z.
And Ben, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
Baytex Energy as a geologist.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
No.
What I'd like you to do, Ben, is briefly highlight for us your educational background and work experience.
I have a bachelor of science in geology from California State University, Sacramento. I had worked nine years for Terracon Consultants here in Denver as a project geologist. 3 years after that, I had Cabot Oil and Gas, and the last year here at Baytex.
Okay. And in preparation for today's hearing, did you prepare or have prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Okay, and which exhibits are those, Ben?
I had prepared Exhibit A and Exhibit B.
Okay, and Lee has already briefly discussed Exhibit A. Do you have anything to add with respect to that discussion on Exhibit A?
No.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit B then, and I'll have you identify Exhibit B and then briefly discuss what's contained upon it.
Okay, Exhibit B is a zoomed-in view of the surface hole location of the Larsen 3 well, with the well path shown, drawn in, going to the northwest. The kickoff point of the side tracks noted there, right due northwest of the well ahead, and then the surface or the section hard boundary lines, the offset boundary lines are identified as the red lines. The well path is noted there, showing that the intermediate casing point was set at a measured depth of 8367, and that came in about 11.41 feet short of the hard of the 500 foot hard line set back from the east section of line, and 7.5 feet perpendicularly from that hard setback.
I don't have any other questions, Mr. Examiner.
Thank you. Any questions from staff?
There is also one other point that I'd like to point out. In the northwest corner there was our last packer set. There was nothing pleated southeast of that packer placement. And that packer placement was set at 8,600 feet measured at depth, well inside the hard boundary line.
Thank you. Did you have anything further, Mr. Metz?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Any questions from staff? Is Mr. Rudikoff next?
Yes.
Mr. Rudikoff, do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Valdemir, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
It's Vladimir Rudikoff, R-O-U-D-A-K-O-V.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Baytex Energy USA as a drilling engineer.
And have you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
No, I have not.
What I'd like you to do, Valdemir, is just very briefly provide us with your educational background and work experience.
I received a Master of Science in Petroleum Engineering from University of Texas at Austin. Worked for Halliburton 4 years afterwards, for El Paso 3 years, and now work for Baytex.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of the relevant engineering matters concerning this request? And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Exhibit C and D.
Okay. Offer the further testimony. This witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Valdemar, let's go to Exhibit C, and can you briefly tell us what's contained in that exhibit?
This is a completion schematic for the subject well that specifies well packers and sleeves and their location and depth in terms of measured depth.
All right, and then Exhibit D.
Exhibit D, this is a brief description, operations description, would lead us to set casing short and what steps were taken in order to overcome that and the result of it.
Well, can just summarize briefly what you've done to alleviate the problem.
Well, once we couldn't get casing all the way to the bottom because of the operational difficulties, casing got stuck. We realized that we were short and we were not crossing the legal boundaries. So in order to make sure that we're not producing from that zone, we set the very first or shallowest swell packer at 8,600 feet, which is 240 feet past the hard line. So nothing can be produced from that place to a 7-inch casing shoe.
Okay. And by doing that, do you believe that you will adequately protect correlative rights so that you will not be draining more than the well's fair and equitable share from the area?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We do have additional packer set inside 7-inch because we set the liner, and that has a packer in it too. So that portion of the well is isolated.
Okay. I don't have any other questions, Mr. Examiner. We would offer Exhibits A through D in case 13833.
Exhibits A through D are admitted. Any questions from staff for this witness?
Vladimir, this is Bruce Hicks. Are you indicating that due to the dog leg in the hole that you were unable to get the casing to bottom?
That was the part of the problem, dog leg severity, most definitely.
And what are you doing in the future to prevent this from happening again?
We are slightly changed our approach to drilling the turf. So what do we do from this point on? We're not just doing the wider trips that, as I indicated in this brief summary, but we also rotate through that part of the turf just to make sure our casing lands safely in the bottom. And due to dog leg severity in this case, we weren't able to rotate. We were able to trip in and out, but we couldn't rotate due to dog leg severity.
Okay, and at the point of 8,600 feet measured depth, you've got a swell packer located, and you will not frack between it and the surface, correct?
That is correct.
And what type of assurances do you have that the swell packer has actually engaged?
We placed an oversized swell packer, slightly thicker and longer than we usually do, and normally we're able to achieve zonal isolation with a standard packer. In this particular case, we placed a 2 meter long packer just to create an additional assurance so the fluid will not bypass it. It is slightly thicker, it's a 5.85 diameter and longer. It's 2 meter as opposed to regular 1 meter long.
Any other questions for staff? Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That will conclude the hearing then on case number 13833. Case will be taken under advisement by the Commission.
Thank you, gentlemen.